and purify me like gold. So am I people to save my body. Jesus,
purify me.
Purify me like a gold. So am I people to save my body.
And we give you great praise, O Chieftain of Zion. We magnify you because you are faithful, you are trustworthy, you are dependable, and you are God. And this morning, we come humbly before you with faith in our hearts, with prayer on our lips, that we might find mercy in your presence, and that you might strengthen us with might by your Spirit in our inner man. Cause, O God, that the least among our numbers will become as strong as David. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Welcome to the house of God this morning. Please, you may take your seat. Can we celebrate afresh the music minister that God has sent to us? Such a man of grace. Such a man of grace. If you were requested to do or to summarize the Bible, to summarize the entire New Testament philosophy into one verse, that verse will be Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It is an adequate summation of the entire philosophy of the new creation. Galatians 2, verse 20 reads, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The first thing that we see in the book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 is a manifestation of the sovereignty of God. Hallelujah. When I say the manifestation of the sovereignty of God, what I'm trying to imply is that God, by an act of his authority, included us in Christ on the cross. It's a manifestation of sovereignty. It's a manifestation, an expression of his authority. Are you there? It's on the basis of the exercise of that authority in God that occasioned the second phase of the ministry of the Christ, which is the aspect of his ministry that is captured in the theological word called inclusion. See, you see, during the time of the incarnation, Jesus was separate from us so that he can become an example to us. But when Jesus went to the cross, we were included in that activity that he was carrying out on the cross, because he was not dying for himself. He was dying for us. So the principle of substitution found expression the moment Jesus ascended the cross. So in the cross, based on the dealings of God that was brought upon him by the cross, we were included in those dealings. See, prior to that time, we were not included in the affair. But when he went to the cross, there was inclusion. You were included in the equation. You were the reason for which he was going to the cross. So by an act of God's authority, he decided to include you in Christ in his dealings on the cross. Now, let me explain more clearly. Are you there? I say, are you there? All right, so my sister here has a jotter. And she also has a pen. So if I take your pen and I put it in your jotter and I take the jotter to Lagos, where would the pen be? It will be in Lagos. So that's what God did in Jesus on the cross. He exercised his authority and included you in him, so that anything that happens to him happens to you. Oh my God, you're not following. You're not following. You see, I told you that. Let me try again one more time. Maybe you will understand. The moment we were brought, or Jesus was brought to the cross, the reason for which he was on the cross was not because of himself. So a new regime of the workings of God associated with the ministry of Christ was born the moment Jesus ascended the cross. And I'm saying that in the cross, God, by an act of his authority, included you in him. So that when God was dealing with him, he was dealing with you. Is that clear? Now, this aspect of our inclusion with Christ is critical. Because there are two dimensions to the doctrine of substitution. The first dimension is that Jesus is the substitute for us on the cross. That's the first dimension. Why is he, what is the idea, what does God want to achieve for substituting Jesus for me? According to the claims of divine justice, the kind of error that Adam committed was only worthy of death. The day that you eat of this fruit, in dying, ye shall surely die. So that's the position of God's justice system concerning the rebellion that Adam found himself in. And it happens to be that Adam was guilty of this rebellion before he had children. So there was no one that was going to come through his loins that would not have true inheritance. Everyone that came from his loins was a partaker of that rebellion because of the principle of inheritance. For instance, Jesus said, I've called you to reap where you have not sown. I've called you to straw where you have not bestowed labor. What's that? Inheritance. Inheritance is the only scenario where you can reap without sowing, where you can straw without bestowing labor. So inheritance is a critical aspect in the philosophy of the Bible. And that's why you will find endless genealogies in the introduction of the book of Matthew. Are you following me? Endless genealogy. In fact, if you count all the generations, you'll find out that there are 42 generations highlighted in the book of Matthew. I challenge you to test it. 42 generations equivalent to the 42 stations. You know, when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, they stopped 42 times. These 42 stations that they stopped is the story, the prophetic story of the Christian experience for every believer. And these 42 stations point to the 42 generations from Abraham to Jesus. You can go and study it yourself. You see, are you still with me? You are following me? Now, this is the simple part, and we need to do the simple part very well so that we can do the complex part. Because I need to open your eyes to the economy that God put in place to ensure that your life and your destiny is adequately provided for, such that if you do not fulfill your destiny, it is not because the resources were not made available. It was just because you did not know how to access the resources. Are you still with me? Life is supernatural. If you think church is just a place where we come and get excited, you are wrong. It's a place of capacity building so that each and every one of us can access the resources that God has made available in order for us to be capable of prosecuting our unique destinies in God. And that's why the Word of God comes to us on different planes, in different levels, because it is intended that in an apostolic community, everyone should be able to discern God and also find his destiny. And if you know God at all, you will know that God is a God of diversity. So even though, are you there? I can learn from your example. Even though I can learn from your testimony. But you see, I have my own journey to do. Your testimony is wonderful. I can learn from it, but I cannot depend on your testimony. I must have my own experience. And in your own personal pilgrimage, you might find out that the outcome of your pilgrimage and the testimonies that emanate thereby are unique in themselves, because God has an administration that has the capacity to deal with us as individuals in our unique context. The devil doesn't have such an administration that can deal with individuals. The devil must group like fornicators. He deals with them on one bracket. Drunkards. Are you there? He cannot deal with you as an individual because his administration is not robust enough to capture our uniqueness, to capture our different shades and colors. So our eyes must be open to see the economy of God. However, the first thing that we see in the book of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, which is, like I said, a summary of the New Testament philosophy, is the manifestation of the authority of God the Father by including us in Christ. And that ecosystem that included us is the context in which the Christian life can be understood. Outside of that context, there is no reference. You are utopian without a foundation and without a reference. That is the context in which God has placed your life. Because all the resources that are required to galvanize you onto destiny and purpose are captured within that framework. If you are still with me, say amen. So he decided to include you in Christ Jesus. You know the example of her jota that I just did now. So that when you deal with the jota, you are also dealing with a pen, even though you are not directly dealing with the pen. You take because the pen is in the jota. If you take the jota to Lekki, the pen is in Lekki. You take the jota to Maiduguri, the pen is in Maiduguri. So God included you in Christ Jesus by an act of his authority, so that when he was dealing with Christ, he was actually dealing with you. You must understand the philosophy of the inclusion. That's the second stage of the ministry of the Christ. In the first stage, is apart from you as an example. In the second stage, he is included, you are included in him. Are you there? So there are two aspects of creation. There are two aspects by which we can understand creation. Two ways by which we can understand creation. First, if all about creation that you studied is what you saw in the book of Genesis, you will see God apart from his creation. So he comes and he does stuff, and he stands, then he measures the level of compliance. Are you there? But in the New Testament, there is a different context. The New Testament, on the basis of the theology of inclusion, he is in and with his creation. Now, you see, we need to build that. We need to build that sufficiently, so that we'll understand the implication of the context in which God has decided to domicile us. Now, are you there now? Anything, therefore, that happens to the jota happens to the pen. Anything, therefore, that happens to Jesus happens to me. In fact, that is the basis upon which we can predict our experiences in him. The context, the habitat, the environment of God's dealing with you is in Christ, in that context. And what the devil wants to do is to remove you in your mind. You are seeing yourself outside of that context. That's the reason for defeat. You have built your life on a philosophy that is outside of the context that God has put you. That's the reason for defeat. And no amount of praying in tongues is going to deliver you from that obvious defeat which you have launched yourself into, because you have not allowed your mind to be renewed enough to accept your new context. If you are still with me, say amen. So God, by an act of his authority, included you in Christ, because all of your life, all of your destiny, all of your purpose will be prosecuted in that context. It is the context where his authority is visible. Now, you see, God, if God cannot exert his authority on your life, then God cannot fulfill his divine purpose in your life. You didn't hear that? Let me repeat it. If God cannot exert his authority on your life, it means that God cannot, with a big cannot, fulfill his divine purpose through your life. If we go to the streets right now and you see a young man, this young man might be a driver of a commercial bus, and the Lord opens our eyes and we discern his destiny. We find out that he was called to be a prophet. Are you there? The reason why he's not a prophet is because he has not come into the domain where God's authority can influence him. As long as God's authority cannot influence him, he cannot fulfill his divine purpose in that person. Because of this, God puts you in a context, in a place,
that place he puts you is a place that he has authority. So that he can manipulate your life according to the counsel of his will. Think about it before we go on. Do not, in the spirit realm, are you with me? You must understand, there are a few things that are very important in the spirit realm. In fact, they are obvious in the spirit realm. One of them is authority. I tried to explain yesterday, but there was no time. If God does not exercise his authority on your life, even though God is sovereign, he cannot fulfill his divine purpose through your life. So in keeping with this reality, he now exercises his authority to include you in Christ. That's the first effort. There was no way you could do that. It was based on God's sovereignty. He got involved with you deliberately, intentionally, in order for you to be found in the context of his dealings. Are you there? Then, when he included you in Christ, the thing he did with you is that he crucified you. Now, you see, are you there? He crucified you, that's what he did. It means that that old man that was caught up in the fall. Are you there? That old man that fell. That man is totally useless to God. There is no form of treatment, no form of approximation, no form of help enhancement that can make that man that fell profitable to God. So what God did in Christ, the first thing he did in Christ was delete that man. I like you to understand this, because if you do, you'll be able to discern the hand of God when the mighty hand of God is stretched in your life to undo some programs that the fall installed in you. Your experiences are occasioned by the things that God did to Jesus. That forms the framework of your experiences, because this is now your new context. You are not getting it. You are not following me. If I notice you are not following again, after this last attempt, I will change the message. It means we were supposed to do other things before arriving here. So we'll go to those things. There's something we need to do before this. This is the advanced class. It's expected that you have done those other ones. We need to go back to the scripture that says, we have this treasure. In 18 verses, so that I can explain that. That will be enough Sunday service for us. Now, the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. That scripture is talking about an engine room. No matter how beautiful your car is on the outside, in terms of performance, it will perform like the engine. If it's an old engine in a new body, people will admire it, but when you kick it, nobody will like it. We have this treasure. So if you can't get this one, we'll go back to that to talk about the engine. And that will be the menu for the Sunday morning. Let's try one more time. God, by an act of his authority, included you in Christ, seeing that you, in your fallen state, has no use to him. What he did to you is that he crucified you. That's the first thing. He deleted the old man. And I need to explain to you this old man. I hope you know that the project that God began, let us make man, it was an effort of the Godhead, because it's us, let us. Just like redemption is an effort of the Godhead, the making of man was an effort of the Godhead. All three members of the Godhead were supposed to have a part to play in the making of man. In Genesis 1, the Father did creation. In Genesis 2, the Son, Jehovah Elohim, did formation. But unfortunately, the project was hijacked before the Holy Ghost could do his own part. So man became man of man. The divinity that was supposed to be hiding in that vessel had not yet entered, because he had not yet eaten of the fruit of life. If he had eaten of the fruit of life instead of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, divinity would have entered him. So he will be a man on the outside, but operating with what? The investment, with the capital, spiritual capital of divinity. And that's going to be a spectacle. It's a spectacle. To find men that are, they look mortal on the outside, but the things that they do has an immortal touch. It's going to be a spectacle. Unfortunately, the project was hijacked. And the point at which the project was hijacked was that man was a living soul. The seat. Are you there? Are you there? So what it means when we say man became a living soul is that the seat of his consciousness was his soul. So he had intelligence. He could relate with his environment. He could love. He could exercise his emotions. He could marry and love his wife. That was the scope of his life within the context of the living soul. Are you there? Good. It's just like when you get your cell phone, you buy a cell phone, and you have not yet inserted a SIM card into the cell phone. You can use the touch light on the phone to see your way. You can play music. If you download music into the phone, you can connect your AirPod and you play music on it. You can use the calculator to calculate things in your business. But the reason for which you got the phone is not because you wanted the calculator. The reason for which you got the phone is not because you wanted touch light. The reason for which you got the phone is not because you wanted to play music. The full potential of the phone, that's how fallen man is. He has inbuilt software, application, that he can still be running. Intelligence, emotion. And he can actually make great things out of those locally installed capacities that derive from the softwares that God has installed in him. He can run on that frequency and build a skyscraper in the heart of Lagos and write his name on the tower. And every time Channels Television, anytime Arise Television wants to do their jingle, they will put the skyscraper as reference point. And maybe his name might appear in Guinness Book of Records as the man that built the most smart building upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. You see, no matter what he becomes, he is limited. He's limited to his soul. Right? And that was the seat of the consciousness of the Adam of Eden before the project was hijacked. Are you there? Now, you have gone beyond that Adam. Because now you have Christ Jesus. It means that the Spirit of God has done in you, the last part of the project has been accomplished. So Adam did not have that experience. Are you still with me? The Spirit of the Lord has accomplished the last phase of the project in your life. And that means that in your phone, you have inserted a SIM card. And when you insert the SIM card, what happens is that the SIM card is developed in such a way that it can trap the potential of GSM network. You see, I told you something. Are you stay with me? Stay. When you are drifting, I'll call you back because stay. Don't mind me. I just want you to understand. That's why. You know, I was a classroom teacher some time ago. So what they taught us in teaching practice, in teaching school, that's what I'm using it in ministry. Hallelujah. So when you insert the SIM card into the phone, the SIM card can access something that the phone does not have. It accesses the network, GSM network. Are you there? With the potential of this network, you can do some things that you cannot do by the phone alone. You can send a text message. Communication is possible. You can even do a video call. That means you can have visual communication. Just like you can hear God, text message, communication. Visual communication, you can see visions. You are beginning to interface with a realm that you never know existed if not for the SIM card that you inserted in the phone. And as time goes on, in fact, are you there? I even heard that there are surgical procedures that can be done now just through the internet. We have virtual hospitals where you can interface with a doctor. A doctor is sitting in the comfort of his office in the United States of America, and you are interfacing with him, and he's doing tests on you. There are diagnoses that are coming out. He's interviewing you, and so many things going on, and all of that is predicated on the potential of GSM network. A whole new world is open to you just because you have access to network. That's the same thing that happened to you when you gave your life to Christ. The same card happens to be the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost came into your system, you could now access how I wish I have time to tell you what is at your disposal. And if you really know what is at your disposal on the account of that investment, you will not like how you are now. You will not like it. You will not like it. You will not like it. So we are faced with a challenge of inadequate capacity utilization. And anytime that happens, it is because of lack of knowledge. All of the dynamics of your actualization have been built into that network. So the Bible says that I am crucified. The Adam of Eden with the sentence of death on him, there is nothing that is good for but delete. Nevertheless, he says, even though I've been deleted, nevertheless, I found a way to live. Not according to the old program. But according to a new program. So we have a new program now. Nevertheless, I live. There's a way I live now. I live in Christ. I live by the faith of the Son of God. I'm going to explain that. That's how I live now, within this new context, within this new reality that God has brought me into. There is a temptation for you to consider yourself the way you used to be before you gave your life to Christ. And that temptation is going to become a barricade for your actualizing your full potential. God will need to help all of us and bring us to the theater of mind renewal so that you can accept the new context that you find yourself. You can accept the new realities that are available to you. And then you can maximize the potential that God has put in place in order for you to prosecute destiny. And my duty this morning is to paint a picture. Paint a picture of the possibilities that are bound toward you on the account of this SIM card that has been inserted into your spirit man. The SIM card did not only bring your spirit man into life, but the SIM card imparted unto you, gave you the possibility of a wide scope of actualization that is beyond your wildest dreams. If you are still with me, say amen. Okay. Let me move you on briefly. He said, nevertheless, I live. Even though I've been deleted. The old man is deleted. So, I'm going to need to learn how to operate according to the new reality. Every time I function within the context of what I used to be, it is because I have been deceived, I have been blinded to accept a reality that is not in Christ as my reality. You see? Hallelujah. I'm trusting God that we will, because where we are now is in a clinic. It's a faith clinic. And God wants to wash your mind. Because if you don't win in your soul, you will not win on the ground. There's a new way He wants us to think in view of our realities that have been established in His great, great and grand purpose and plan. Can I hear the sound of what this my brother is producing? Is it possible for you to give me an opportunity to follow? Hallelujah. 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 So, in order for me to assist, let me take you to another scripture quickly. Because I'm still trying to continue from 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 70. I wasn't able to prosecute that scripture. But I need to assist. I need to assist by taking you to the book of John chapter 3. From verse 3 to verse 5. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
This is Jesus speaking. He's responding to Nicodemus. Nicodemus is not a novice. He's well grounded in all of the revelatory powers of the law. But when he met with Jesus, Jesus began to speak about the organic dimensions of the new birth. And this, what Jesus was speaking about, is not in the law. The object of the law and the purpose of the law, what the law does, is that the law is designed to bring you to a place of utter defeat. That's what the law is. The law is designed to bring you to a place where you acknowledge your insufficiency, your incapacity, your inability. Because the law is prescribing a lifestyle captured in God's value system which you don't have the capacity to furnish. So the law is supposed to reveal your weakness, your insufficiency, your incapacity. That's what it's supposed to make you humble and depressed. And when you are in that state, and Jesus comes with grace, He comes with the SIM card of the Holy Ghost, that will be good news to you. Are you following? Are you there? Okay. It will be great news. You will jump at it. So, Jesus came with the answers. He came with actualization. He came with fulfillment. The law came with defeat. You get it? So he met with a chief scholar among the Pharisees. And it was a wonderful discussion that they had. But they were speaking from two different planes. All of the understanding of the Pharisee was within the context of the law, and the law could not produce victory. And Jesus began to speak about life. And it is beyond the scope of the Pharisee's training. If the Pharisee will need to understand what Jesus is saying, he will need to renew his mind. The renewal of mind is the distance between where you are and where God wants you to be. This is what Jesus says in the book of John chapter 3. He says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Can you underline see? Because the organic proof that you are born again is that you have the ability to perceive the kingdom of God. If you are not born again, you do not even know that that realm exists. That's the SIM card I'm talking about. The SIM card gives you access to a whole realm. So Jesus was talking about the organic shape of things. But it was not as if Nicodemus was an illiterate. But he could not relate with what Jesus was saying because he only knew the legal scope of things. And he understood that ultimately, if you are an adherent of the law, you will arrive at defeat. And all the answers to all the questions of the law are captured in the Messiah. So Jesus now comes to unveil the organic dimension. And the first blessing that he said will come upon anyone that has experienced a new birth is that he has the capacity through the Holy Ghost walking in his spirit to perceive the realities that are obtainable in the kingdom of God. Perception, the first blessing. Are you there? Let me take you to the book of Romans. Because just like Genesis is the book of beginnings, and there is no doctrine that you want to preach in the Bible that is not captured in the book of Genesis. If you can't find it in Genesis, then it's not a doctrine. Because in the book of beginnings, just like all the nerves in the body pass through the leg. So if you can't find it in the legs, it doesn't exist. If you can't find it in Genesis, it doesn't exist. It's found in Genesis in little streams, then it's built to become bigger streams in the book of the prophets. And then it becomes a reality that we swim in the New Testament. Just like you cannot find any doctrine that is not rooted in Genesis. You cannot find any system that is not rooted in Romans. Because Romans is the Magna Carta. It's like the grand norm of the new ecosystem. So the concepts, the principles, the wisdoms, the strategies that God is adopting to bring us into the context of the new creation are clearly defined. Are you there? So we will need to make reference to the book of Romans again and again in order for us to lay hold of the new realities that are available to us. So come with me to the book of Romans. Just by way of theological tradition, for us to pick a scripture in keeping with what I read in the book of John chapter 3. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You still remember in the lecture I said that the proof of life is consciousness. Adam was conscious in his soul. It was the consciousness that he had in his soul that was responsible for the way his life was lived. Now in the new context, we have a new consciousness. This time, the consciousness that we have comes from our spirit. The outcome cannot be the same. Are you there? It cannot be the same. It's a new scope of things. It's a new layout of things. The consciousness now is in the spirit. For except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Okay. So in keeping with this consciousness, I'd like to take us again to the book of Romans, because we must be able to trace every New Testament system application to the book of Romans. So I just want to fulfill the theological tradition. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, I'll read from verse 6 to 9. Then when I get to verse 9, I can now take us to the verse of the morning. You know, everything I'm doing here is, I'm not aware that you are here yet. So I'm trying to, some of you are in the market, some of you are at the bus stop. So I use those scriptures to bring you back to service. When we get to verse 9, you'll be in service. Then we'll now continue from that point. If you are still with me, say amen. I finished Bible school and I was priding myself that I was a scholar. I finished Bible school in 1994, priding myself that I was a scholar. And I used to teach. People like what I teach. With so much. Those were the days where I used to study English words. Hey. So I can mix it. Those days, I was conscious about how I sounded. So I preached like that for some time. When God wanted to help me, what he did was that he said, stop preaching. For 10 years. That was when I discovered that what we learned in Bible school was designed to make me a certain kind of preacher that was blind to Christ. That for which I was proud that I knew was poison. So I had to sit with him for one decade. A decade of my life. That was the time I would have used to pursue my PhD. Because I wanted to be a lecturer, for God's sake. I had the ability to teach, to communicate, to dispense knowledge. And I felt that in the ivory tower, my potential will be adequately utilized. Then he now tells me, of all that is written concerning you, lecturing is not one of them. That the reason why I gave you that capacity is so that you can teach the Bible. So in order for me to teach the Bible, he had to quarantine me for one decade. You don't have an idea what I'm talking about. There is a spirit. This book came from a spirit. This book. Let's do Romans chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. You must have noticed what I'm preaching to you is from my spirit. It's not from a jota. I'm not looking into a concordance to know the scriptures to tell you. The spirit that wrote the Bible has possessed me. That's the only way the church of Jesus can stand on her feet as a force that the politics of men cannot push aside. To 11. My actual verse, scripture for the morning is in the book of Isaiah. So I'm just trying to create context so that we can go to Isaiah. Alright, it says, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead died no more, death had no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Verse 11 is my emphasis. Please stay with me. He said, likewise. Now, the word reckon there is ancient English. The modern rendering of reckon will be account. Accounting. Is there any accountant in the room? No accountant. If I paint a picture and I give you that picture and you try to replicate the picture, you cannot produce the same painting because you have either a few additional strokes or a few diminished strokes. Think about it. If I say you should tell a story that I told you, you can't tell the same story the same way I told it. You might have a few additional words or a few diminished words. And the only thing that man can do accurately is accounting. If I debit 5,000 from your account, credit 5,000 in my account, there is no addition. There is no subtraction. Accounting. Think about it. Now, the Bible says, in the same way that Jesus, he died, rose again, now has dominion over death, he cannot die again. Since you were included in Christ, when all those things happened, there's a new reality that you need to adjust your mind to accommodate. He said, likewise. What do you do? Account ye also yourselves to be dead. Is it possible for you to account? You know, I told you, you are not falling. Stay. Stay now. Stay. Stay. You know, the scripture I started with is Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. You are crucified with Christ. Is it possible for you to account that I am crucified? That is, I am dead. So I'm not trying to resurrect myself because I'm dead. The only life I have is the one that is hidden inside of Christ. A lady lost her husband in our fellowship. She was so dear to the husband, so when she lost her husband, it was difficult for her to be comforted. So, I went there, full of the Holy Ghost, trying to bring her comfort. And I normally succeed on such issues, especially when I find the frequency of the Spirit and I begin to speak, allow the Holy Ghost to speak through me. I can break mourning, I can break sorrow. But I failed that day. not because I did not try very well. A few weeks later, she came to me and said, her husband appeared to her in a dream and told her that we are one. So I opened this scripture to her. The reason why the thing that is appearing to you in your dream is appearing is because you have not yet accounted that your husband is dead. You have not reckoned it so. We didn't need to go for a deliverance session. The moment she accounted that you are dead, that thing that used to appear with her husband's face stopped visiting. You don't know, just reckoning. The anger is dead. That's why even though your wife puts you under pressure, if you have reckoned, you cannot revive that anger because it's in the grave, it's dead. Paul, in attempting to make us a new creation, felt that we cannot achieve it except our minds are renewed to accommodate our new reality. So that's why you can ignore somebody that is insulting you. Because the fact that the person insults you does not affect your relationship with God. So you can ignore the person. It's not so important. It's not part of. Do you understand that? Somebody came to me and said that his neighbor made him so angry, almost fought. I said, you have so much time. If it were possible for me to have more than 24 hours, I would go for it. If there is one money we can pay somewhere, then they will release you into the world that is 36 hours. That is where I will be. What exactly did the person say that you felt you had to respond? Oh, that person resurrected you from your reckoning. That's what it is. The person revived someone that God had measured in the balances and found to be unuseful and deleted. The person revived that person. And as long as you have not yet reckoned yourself to be dead in the old context, you keep reviving that old man. In fact, the philosophy behind baptism is that you acknowledge that that old man is dead, so baptism is a burial ceremony. All to help you acknowledge this new context and not go back to revive that man. Because baptism is an induction into your new creation. You know, when you were matriculated now, some time ago, you got the admission, but you had to go through matriculation. So that you are baptized into the consciousness that I am in an educational institution. The rules that are obtainable here are different from the rules outside. And I need to abide by the rules in this place in order for me to qualify to be awarded a university degree. So your baptism was an induction. So that you can come into the full frame of mind of this new reality. Now, the 90% of the time, the problem is with reckoning. And reckoning is the only thing that man can do accurately. Debit and credit is always the same. Now, just be thinking, I'm challenging your mind. I'm challenging you on many things. And you may not know that you don't understand what I'm saying until you start listening to the message. After going for 10 years, one decade of studies of this scripture with Jesus, I was released to teach. When I started teaching, nobody could understand me. I went for another 10 years to ask for utterance and wisdom. How to Say it simply. It took me 10 years. So half of my life was spent in gaining mastery in this matter. Half of it. Half of it was so consumed that I didn't have time for fornication. I don't know immorality. Till I got married at the age of 31. I didn't have, yes, because of you. Let me leave you. Are you there? My breakthrough in God came when my mind could accommodate the new context. I began to fly. Oh, you might have seen that there's a sluggish growth, spiritual growth in your life. Is it? You have not yet aligned in your mind. So anything you build in your spirit, your mind will draw you. Because God will do a missionary be abundantly above what you can ask or. Your thinking too is a prayer. Your thinking. When I went to heaven, that was when I discovered that your thinking is available. Everybody knows what you are thinking. It's here you think that your thinking is private. It's a lie. In the realm of reality, what you are thinking is available. And what you are thinking is you. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, that's the current state of your civilization. Are you there? That's why I bleed for not being able to come on Friday. Because the moment you get what I'm telling you, you will mount up. The deceptions, the tricks of the devil that used to walk around your life before, will lose its power. The strength in the economy of grace will begin to propel you in a way that is strange. And then you will say, like the old prophets said, it is not by power. It is not by mind. But it is by the Spirit of the Most High God. Yes. Give me that. Yeah? So where are we? Romans 6, verse 11. So the first challenge there is for you to reckon yourself according to the new reality. Then, the second thing there is that you are dead according to the old reality, and now you are alive unto God. What does it mean to be alive unto God? It means you are sensitive to God. You can receive frequencies from God. You are awake to the transmissions of God. That's the same thing that Jesus was trying to tell Nicodemus. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In order for you to be able to perceive God easily, the accounting in the mind needs to be accomplished. And that's why many people, God speaks to many people, and then they say, something spoke to me. They cannot discern it because it is crowded in the forest of the mind. I am dead to sin. Then I am alive unto God. Sin will come and make advances at you. And the reason why it will do that is so that it can give you a reorientation, recalibration to accommodate who you were as an unbeliever. That is something you can accommodate. At every point in time, Satan wants to undo your reckoning and recalibrate you back as Adam. And he will do that through enticement. Satan has many products. and he's going to be displaying those products on your face. He doesn't know the one that attracts you, but as he begins to display them before your face, he will find the one that, when he brings, your leg will begin to say, ah! Oh my God. Your legs began to shake. It means this one is relevant to you, this product. He will use that product to haunt you all of your life. If he comes around you and he discovers that there's no product that he has that seems to attract you, he will go into your lineage and find their weakness. Because he must get you to accept what is old. As long as he can resurrect that man and is alive in your mind, you operate like that. I say, the moment he knows he can no longer deceive you to accept that man, you become a to him. Whether you are in Ijebu, whether you are in Belkota, anywhere you are, even in your village, in Akoko, the moment he knows that those tricks no longer work for you, you have accepted who God has made you, you become a threat to his kingdom. And he will begin to make plans on how to destroy you. Many of you don't know the source of your warfare. And you don't know how to fight. Because you don't know who you are. So you can't even interpret the circles of war around your life. Are you there? A new prince of grace is born the moment God can renew your mind to accept that you are a new creation. And this new creation, the description of this new creation is that he is alive unto God. It is only what God tells him that is his reality. He will never believe you. So that's why he has no business fighting with you when you insult him, because it has nothing to do with his context. Are you there? For instance, in my own humble life, because of the training and the encounters God gave me and the dealings I had in the Word of God, part of my responsibility is to present the truth in the midst of falsehood, and to challenge falsehood and to cause it to wither. It's not a place to desire to be. This is my calling. It's not a desirous place. Because as you are unveiling the truth and pointing at error in the body of Christ, you will have enemies the type you have never known before. Then you will think that we are all born again. You don't know that among us, are Ifa priests among us, are Ezemo among us, are assassins among us. I have seen the worst. You know why I'm still here? I'm still here because no lily of the field falls down to the ground without its knowledge. In my kind of ministry, you need to have a renewed mind. If not, Satan will come and kill you through the depression, not through the weapon of your enemy. But Satan has given up on me. Why? Because for many years, he has not been able to get me to think. That's why it's easy for me to believe God. Your faith life, your journey in faith becomes effective when your mind is renewed. So God wants to make each and every one of us alive unto him. Alive unto him. There is no way I can preach this message to you this morning if I did not receive it yesterday night. So everything that I do in my life, the reason why it's blessing you is because it's coming with life. It's infusing life into your spirit man. And that happens to be the only merchandise that we have as ministers of the gospel. Life. You can test whether there is life or death in that which is being delivered. So I had to stay before him to get this perspective. Everything that my life will become will be as a result of the fact that I'm alive to him. Do you get that? That is what determines which business I can do. I'm alive on it. So he's the one that determines who I marry. You don't know how many invitations I have worldwide. You can't imagine it. The reason why I'm in Ijebode today is because, not because there's nowhere else to go, is because this is where the Great One directed. There are only 52 weeks in a year, for God's sake. Before the year ends, I already have hundreds of invitations. That is, how many weeks do we have? If I'm accepting all of them, it will take 3 years for me to finish the invitation of 1 year. So what determines where I am part-time is my being alive. So your being alive to God is going to determine how your life flows. It's not trial and error. It flows from there. I told you, did I tell you yesterday that I had some invitations when I came on cable, 12 nations to go preach, then you go to God and consult. I don't know about those. If not, I would have been in the jungle of invitations. And that is not my calling. I would have been outside of my calling, running from pillar to post. And that's how you fall into immorality and you have black children in South Africa and white children in the Netherlands. Oh, Haike is Tama Korea. Mirakunte is Tama. Are you there? Satan is desperate to give you another life. He wants to give you another existence. He wants you to squander your strength, your health on a path that God has not ordained. And that's why each and every one of us must be alive unto him. Are you there? Now I can go to my verse, my scripture for the morning. You are following me now. Please, I advise that you get these tapes. Listen to them. Listen to them. Listen to them. Listen to them. And your spirit will open. It doesn't take God eternity to do what is eternal. No. Open. And then you will just discover your life is in a new context. People cannot explain what you are doing extra that is responsible for the way your life is turning out. You see, if you begin to tune to God, your life will be a spectacle. People, I'm telling you, it's going to be beyond the mind. I landed at the airport in Calabar. A young man ran and greeted me. God said, give him your number, take his phone. So I gave. I don't do that. Trust me. But you know our life flows from there. So I gave him. I took his phone. We were now driving. We were on the way to the hotel where I will lodge. Then I now discovered that my handlers that came to get me from the airport put his bag and my bag in our boot. That was the reason why Jesus said I should collect his number. You don't understand. A lot of things like this happen in my life like this. So because he had my number, he called me. He said, it's as if my luggage is in your... he's here. When I get to the hotel, I don't know the hotel they are taking me. Then I will send you the address. You come and pick your money. How does such a thing work? So the guy now came to pick the bag. From the time I gave him the address to the time he came, I was asking God, okay, you got my attention. You want me to meet this man? What is it? Then he now said, can you not see? I said, Isaiah, hey, we have only 1 hour left. Let me stop teaching you. It's not only teaching, I know how to do. That's not. How does it? Say, okay, take his number. Then we leave. Okay, my bag is in your car. So even me, I'm going to say, hey, if you live the way I am teaching you to live, sometimes you will go ahead of your mind. Your mind will need to run to catch up with you. That's why I don't explain to my wife. I say, we are going in this direction. I have no explanation. Because there's no way I can explain it. Then after 2 years, she'll come and say, this my husband, you know God. You know, when your wife tells you, you know God. So now she trusts me. When I say, let us fly, she will fly. Go over the years. I told her something. It took 6 years for it to happen. And when it happened exactly the way I told. And that thing is impossible. It cannot happen. I prophesied in my city. I said, there's going to be a flood. And some of you that are our members today will be refugees. Who prophesied like that? You, some of you here will be refugees. I thought the pastor's job is to be talking positive and so that everybody will be happy. Then I traveled to Lagos. Then Cameroon now opened their dam. And then some of our members became homeless. Then I now went to him and said, you caught my attention. What is going on? He said, this is a sign that the principality that governs your territory, whose abode is in the waters of Cameroon, he just fell. This is a sign that he fell. Because that principality fell, you will now begin to laugh. There are things I can't tell you on camera. If they were not filming, I would tell you even the ones that have not happened. You must be alive to come. Sorry, we can't continue. We have to pray. If the Lord helps us again, maybe if he helps us again, I don't know how he will do it, we can come back. Now, we want to go into practicals. Finish the theory aspect. We want to do the practical aspect. Practical aspect of migrating into the heavens. So that if we are alive to God, we begin to receive from Him and give to the people. The way to do it is that you must forget about your neighbor, forget about distraction. You don't even need to stand up. Just zero in and begin to pray in the spirit. We are going into the practical of the things that we have been teaching. If you are sitting close to your wife, forget about your wife now and tune your heart to God. Tune your heart to God.
Oresco santelante kuda bacante baboria, egombre que te la suca baita con salica, bante babolocose, embra manjoge, radaba babayicos gabrela, ucampesco, yala bobosi compre, yantomina cabalaita cancelia, itabresco zamanteli bogonde, alatos que to branda babosa macadaba latadia, esgobelaite. E gante bonda asama lantelia e kabose sasa la babura kabadatalia e compre jaminatali jaminakontela escopre la macantelia e cabranda babura caskela iscobola iscobabalante abraante gosta igobraita igobranda babosta macadala babude alis compele alis combalacunda alis compele abranda babone gasga Alis compele, isose lehele, calaboboria, asamentaya, asamendolando, asamesela cande, asame brascandola, eso sanamanantade, aganto seminande, icabres, mantala baboganale, agabasa sane antelia, ebracasa bonda, ebrasima latania, agabalata branda babonde, agabalanda branda bastagata, icabras. Gedolia, Ika Semina Cantele, Abre Maconde, Alanto Escuta Mina Cadia, Alante Zabalonda, Alande Shekete, Alanda Dababola Kala, Igabanda Baboleva Shekata. Hey, Sako Babaya. Let's go to Bendali. Let's go to Bracatala. Let's go to Brescota Minaile. Asko Belato. Asko de Brenda Mamalaya. Eska Babala Kadande. Alesto Sela. Alela la Bacada. Alela la Babosada. Ika Brahma Natalia. Ebrascanta Babolata. Ika Balata Branda Basama. Akai Kompala. Akai Kosemina. Akai Koseto. Akai Kosamalate. Abras. Geto blanda babonda, abrascanda babole bakalia, esusi, rakabai takonda, ebrakanda babola kandeli, agasemina braskatala baboria, abella babalada balada babalatalia, isa mamaya, alabonda, alabonda, asamanda, igamanda, Alaiko sama, alaiko sebriala, ikabresko tema, agabodo mosante, aido dobada kaite, aligo santelia, aigo semina katelia, abrande baboda, abrande seba, akabose, akabalatalia, ikabranda babaseda, alabosa menaila, ebreskanda, ekasili, ekabalakona, ekasamalai, ekabranda basalaya, ikobamena kande, Abrescote Baliat, Icaprena Hansen, Icapranda Babolia, Ikasamalaite, Ikapresco de Bala, Ikosala Baboria, Ikosanda Bella, Ikapres Comina, Esebaile, Esebaile, Esegondema, Esesalaboda, Esesalicandelia, Esesalabacande, Apraim Cantoma, Ikabesconda, Ikasamaconda, Alacanda E, Alacanda E, Alacela Copa Babayate, Eskete Bocaneleca, Misama. Igabose, ekila kateboria, isama ala, bala ama ala. Ayabosi mala. I am Samilaila. Yellow combo lo siko bega dulenali. Iana bolo hedai bega mandela ma Iga mana iko sale na iko bela mo ke la mama ya Aha I'm only a mosquito. Mamala yellow bondes akobe mamina soka bemba latwa oskande liko pamaladi lesto sigo bembra skufa beli ya kondelai yeah. Samina lobo kosketa mina kandelia mama. Simobo menenene de. Menenene. La 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 la, Fome maïs et salaburi à Macandebo. J'ai compé paparacusa saneli. Esco falando, y promesso se agalia tendo, more casi malaito, e copama laïs e salabata. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God.
You know, this river is such a river that is so tempting that you want to stay flowing, just swimming in it. So I pray for this ministry, for this church, that the tangible presence of God will abide here in your midst, such that every service will be a different experience. Men will come and drink their way out of depression, drink their way out of confusion, and the hand of God will be strong upon you in Jesus' name. All right, I'll just do two things. First of all, God wants to heal eyes. So if you have any eye defect, just put your hand on your eyes now. I'll pray. Any eye defect whatsoever, just lay your hands on your eyes. If it is possible for you to be quiet, it will be wonderful. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke every blinding spirit. Blinding spirit, be bound. Short-sightedness, be bound. Long-sightedness, be bound. Glaucoma, be bound. Bound. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I bind every blinding spirit. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
So I say to you, I see in Jesus' name. See in Jesus' name. See in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. You have 5 minutes to run a test on your eyes, but wait. If you are here and you are female, put your hand in. A grace will come on some of you. God will choose some of you this morning. The grace that will come upon you is the grace to tarry before the Lord and to see the wonders of God. This grace is only for our sisters. The Lord will choose from among you. If you are a woman, female, put your hand in. He will choose like 14 of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, look through this congregation. Look through this congregation. Choose the priestesses of the altar. Priestesses of the altar. people that you will invest your grace, you will invest your anointing. Choose them. 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 Holy Ghost. Now all you need to do is just allow me to touch them.
Two eyes have been healed. If you are the one, you stand this way. Check your eyes. I see that two have been healed already. It can be more than two, but it cannot be less than two. If you check your eyes, check them. Don't just come out. Check them. And you know that there's a significant change. You stand on this side of the platform. Two eyes. Two eyes. Two eyes. There's someone in our midst. You are. So check the eyes. If you have confirmed the eyes, you come this side. Someone in our midst. You are called to be a carrier of the presence of God. For I beheld in the spirit a garment like linen descending from heaven. This garment descended upon a lady because you are a carrier of the presence of God, and the Lord will envelope you in the next 17 seconds. The presence is coming heavy upon you. And in 17 seconds, you will be clothed. And I beheld, and lo, the heavens were open. The angels of the Lord are ascending and descending. You have raised an altar. It's active. I see it in the spirit. Oh God. Panenai kosila maya. Isofela mi ekelia. Jeni ankombe la boko ramasi. Rai kombine salopre agabate amanda la baboria. Yeah, Mamore Katoa. Ascending and descending. Ascending and descending. Ascending and descending. Assist them. Of priesthood has secured the oscillatory motion of angels. Jesus, we give you glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. There's somebody that used to have a very terrible pain on one of your tooth because there is a hole on one of your tooth. What I see in the spirit is that the angel of the Lord that came here just filled that hole. So you no longer have pain. You can test it. You can test what I'm talking about. You can test it to see if you are feeling pain now, because you no longer have pain from that tooth from this day henceforth. You can check it. Okay. If you can, you may be seated. Just be seated. For the next few minutes, up until 12 noon, that I will make my exit,
We just want to check in the spirit to see if there's anyone that has a problem, then it will be solved. So it's like what the doctors do when they go around the wards. What round? In the spirit. We'll check that for 15 minutes before I leave. Yes, what's happening over there?
Three of them have been healed. Two of them were short-sighted.
Then let us see the ones that are short-sighted. Send me one. You have been short-sighted?
Yes, sir.
For how long now?
Since I was in secondary school, and that should be like 6-7 years ago.
Do you use glasses?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Let bring your glasses, let's see. For those of you that are carriers of the presence of God will grip you, will overwhelm you. You might be in the market, you might be in the filling station, but the reason why that presence came is so that you can pray. The moment you begin to pray, something will be averted, an evil thing will be averted through your effort. Come. Look upon your handmaiden with mercy. And cause your face to shine upon her. From today, you begin to see into the spirit realm. Now when you see, keep quiet. Don't be talking about it. Huh? The Holy Ghost will teach you. It will take time for you to know what to do with what you see. The grace of a seer comes upon you. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, sir. This lady used to use this medicated glasses because she was short-sighted. So while we were praying in the spirit, I was searching. What are you doing? Say, all right. He is healing eyes. So I did exactly what I received. Are you there? Heal eyes. I prayed for you. So he confirmed that he's healing eyes. That's this. No. I'm still teaching. I'm teaching you how to walk in the supernatural. How to profit from your hearing. Are you there? It's as simple as that. The power of God will always go in the direction of the voice of God, or the purpose of God. So if you can hear God, you have power. It's as simple as, I've not done anything here. The only thing is to align to hear Him. What are you doing? That's all. Sister, come. One of you is going to be, I don't know which one, but I will test by putting my hand like this. If it's not you, it will not catch you. If it's not you, it will not catch you. Go. Yes, so for how long have you been using this?
I don't... when I was, I think, 13.
13 years old?
Or 12.
Or 12 years old. And why have you been using it?
So I'm short-sighted.
Short-sighted. So she's been using something like this. It must be understood that power is not shout. That's not what power is. Power is releasing God through prayer to accomplish the will, His will that He has revealed to you. We see these miracles every week. In fact, as I speak to you now, there are people online that are healed. But we cannot reach them. But I know you doubt that happened. So if you are online now and you got healed, look for a way to reach us so that we can confirm it. I went to Europe and saw people that were healed from online ministry. Some people that were healed. They've been saving money, keeping money, waiting for me to come to Europe. I was humbled. I went back to my room to ask God. So I saw people that were healed. I saw people that were using crutches, that were healed online, that were now walking. And I was humble. So it's not about me. Every one of us can walk in this and even more. And it's in the area of your calling that the anointing will be. If you are called into business, you will have a deposit of God upon your life that will tell you which business to do, when to come out, when to scale up. Trust me. They didn't teach you anything when you went to London Business School. Trust me. You cannot use what you learned there to prosper. But it's education. Education is good, and it's good to be educated.
Testimonies so, online.
Testimonies online, yeah?
Florence Adekoye, my tooth has been filled.
So, the tooth.
Sandra Lewu, healed of toothache.
Healed of toothache. When I was saying toothache, most of you say, this man is, he has come again. This is, I'm looking for someone that was healed online on the eyes. Toothache, yes, we'll confirm that. If you are healed, if you have received a miracle on your eyes and you are online, please respond. So power is not shout. Power is hear God and allow Him to do what you are there. That means you can hear Him every day before the storm breaks. Before the morning comes, then you now allow Him, release Him. That's how to command your money. You hear Him, then you release Him to secure the day. That's the kind of day you will walk in. It will be like 10 years in one day. God has no restraint, either to win with many or to conquer with few. Life for you will be beyond description because of the grace of God. I was born a stammerer. I could not speak. I was next to dumb. My mother can confess. But my mother watched me preach one day and she knew that this is not my son. The ability that was working within me was not human. It was God in me. So she herself could not relate with what she said. Stop operating in the natural. In your flesh, you attain to your least potential. But in the spirit, you attain to your greatest potential. Yes?
Testimony. Daughter of the Almighty God. That's the name she put there.
Okay.
I have been healed on my eyes.
On her
eyes?
If I had remembered, I would have asked you to call somebody.
Okay, somebody, Francis Obinna said, my glaucoma is gone.
The glaucoma is gone. If I had remembered, I would have asked you to call blind people. The time we finish that prayer, you will see few of them will regain their sight. It doesn't matter. Distance, there's no distance in the spirit. That it's not acknowledged in the spirit. Leave this place with a desperation to know how to hear your God. So many riches are tied to your ability to what? To hear. If this is the one you have chosen, show me a sign. Okay.
More testimonies.
Yeah.
Toothache healed.
Toothache healed.
I've received healing for my tooth. I've been healed of my short-sightedness.
That's
another one. Thank you, Father, for healing my eyes. I had blurry vision. I assume she wanted to see, but I can see clearly now.
You can see clearly now. Do you know that as long as people can watch this video on YouTube, healings will still be taken? I've seen people that were healed on my 2012 tape. Somebody was listening to it with her big glasses cooking in the kitchen. And then she felt like a 1,000 needles pierced in her eyes, got slain on the ground. The reaction continued for like 25 minutes. Only for her to wake up, and then she didn't need the glasses again. 2012 tip. Yes?
Blurry eyes, healed too. I've been healed of my toothache and my gums are healed too. Pain in the eye and blurry vision is gone.
Pain in the eye, blurry vision.
She came yesterday to see the dentist. But unfortunately, she couldn't see the dentist.
She couldn't see the dentist yesterday.
But lo and behold, thank God.
Now, let's test if... Okay. You are not the one. Go.
So, she came to see the dentist yesterday, but she couldn't see, and the toothache is gone.
The toothache is gone. You are blessed in the name of Jesus.
Toothache also gone.
Toothache also gone. Help her, help her, help her.
Blurry vision.
Blurry vision. Yes. Oh. Yes.
Blurry vision.
Blurry
astigmatism.
Astigmatism. The name of Jesus. Okay, so she has been given a gift. When you pray in the night, you begin to see what you are praying for. Begin to see how God is answering the prayer. So that's the gift that you just received.
More online testimonies.
More online testimonies.
I had an eye attack yesterday night.
Yes.
When I woke up, my right eye was paining.
Okay.
Difficult cleaning it. This morning was painful. Now it's gone completely.
It's gone completely.
Eye pain gone.
Eye pain is gone. It's permanent in the name of Jesus.
Toothache all gone.
Toothache gone. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Help him, help him. Sister, let me help. Now, you just... So, you have received the gift. It's when you start praying in the night, you will know the power of what you have received.
More online testimonies.
More online
my
testimonies.
My eye has been healed. My eye has been healed. I have blurry vision, but I can see my phone without a lot of effort. I couldn't see my phone without a lot of effort.
Yeah.
But I can see clearly now. Then
clearly.
Elizabeth Minor, the Lord has healed me of my short-sightedness. I could not even read small letters, and I just read my Bible now. Yes, I was healed of blurry eyes listening to one of Apostle's messages 3 weeks ago.
Now, so someone was just listening to the message 3 weeks ago, and are you with me? If you are alive to him, you will discover that life was not designed to be hard. Awake to the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, what happened to you?
Glory be to God.
The eyes have been corrected. So shall it be in Jesus' name. oh, that's not my fault. That's not my fault. Yeah, what happened to him? Toothache, come. Thank you, Father. Yes, you are released.
More online testimonies from Millicent Mutwiri. I can see more clearly. I thought you changed the cameras.
The person thought we changed.
I can see more clearly. I thought you changed the cameras.
Hallelujah. Now, there is no need to fake miracles when there are abundance of supernatural things in the Holy Ghost. No need. I went to London to minister, and a white unbeliever guy came. I was saying, God will heal eyes today. And the guy just was looking at me like. Then the lady to his left got healed. She started reading. The guy to his right got healed, started reading. Seven other people got healed. He was the only one that was not healed. So he started following me and ensured that he attended future. And I saw him. Still the way he used to. Right? But he was there. Why did he come? And then the hand of God came upon him. He wept. I saw him. So he is a believer, and I is a believer. He's been brought out of every atheistic perspective. He saw that Jesus is alive. Yes? What? Toothache and photophobia. It is permanent in Jesus' name.
Glory vision.
Toothache. Permanent in Jesus' name.
All right. Short-sightedness.
Short-sightedness, God. It is permanent in Jesus' name.
Toothache. He was about to remove it.
It's permanent in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I have 5 minutes. Before I do the word round, I'll just try to check if there's any serious problem with anyone here, then we'll handle it. I want us to do something. Listen to me, and I'm talking to you, those of you that are online. I would like us to support this ministry so that we can get a land. I was told that a sizable land that can take this kind of facility will cost 60 million. So what I did yesterday night, after the offering, I gave my offering, copied the account details of the ministry, and 12 midnight yesterday, I gave 1 million. Wait. So we are down to 59 million. Now, I'm not calling you out who will give. I'm just saying you can be a part of it. And you and the Holy Ghost will convince yourself as to what to give. We are down to 59 million now. And if you are online, can you display the account details for the online people? Display it for the online people. Anything that you can afford to be part of this sacrifice that will move this church into her own property, please consider making that sacrifice. And if you are physically present, you have time. It's not that we are saying do something. No. You can take the account details, copy it down. As you make up your mind, it was not the pastor that asked me to do this. I took this responsibility because I understand how significant this ministry is in the territory. So the options of bank accounts are on your screen. You can copy it out 1 month from now, 2 weeks from now. You can make your contributions, but I've made mine, and that is why I have the authority to make
that announcement. I told Pastor, the fact that I'm sowing towards the land doesn't mean you should increase my profit offering. In fact, I'm not taking. Then I started begging. This is my first time. I felt, let me just come and go now. Maybe if I come again, you can give me. Some of us are not looking for our personal gain because Jesus has helped us beyond our prayers. He has helped us. Because sometimes I wonder, I think, okay, why did he choose me? I come from a family of scholars. I'm the least intelligent among the boys. Least intelligent. Great scholars. Sharp men. And my dad was a great mind himself. Before he died, he heard me teaching the Bible. He said, you cannot impress that man. So what I am by the grace of God. And I know that's the truth.
Mama here is healed. Yes. But she has difficulty getting to the stage. She said she could not see the screen clearly, but after the prayer, she could see the
screen. She can see the screen now. Mama, come. Now, just hold my hand, support her. If there is any weakness in your body, it will leave in the next 35 seconds. So from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, receive the power of God. Yeah. Receive the power of God. Okay, strength comes upon your body. So you can leave her now. Check the part of your body that is paining you and confirm if the pain is still there. Check. I'm saying the Lord is opening a library. He's opening a library. When I say I saw Jesus, it's not in a vision like I'm seeing now. Do you understand? I almost always, 60% of the time, if I preach, I'm likely to see. Not every time. That's in a vision. But the one I'm talking about is not a vision. And I've seen him 5 times like that, where he comes to talk with me. That's where some scriptures that are difficult, that's where I get the interpretation. Not through a concordance. God has chosen the church in Nigeria as the apostolic face of Africa. And we're about to enter into that destiny. The things that God wants to export to the nations of the world, they will come from here, his nostril. There's an incubation process that is ongoing. Just in case you're born again here, this is a critical moment, and you're part of the people that God is raising.